Keith, you ready for Halloween?
Yeah, actually I am. I love the spooky season. I love Halloween. We went over how we've gotten our candy for the house. Well, mixed results.
These candy tiers.
The candy tiers are ripping this place apart.
Yeah, well, ripping this place apart for sure. A lot of interaction on yesterday's candy tiers on social media. If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app, on YouTube. Subscribe on WEEI. You can go find it there. But I feel like on the eve of Halloween.
Yes. All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve. We're rocking costumes, as we've established.
This is also the day that Michael Myers escaped the mental institute.
Yeah.
He escaped. It took him a while to get to Haddonfield.
Did some
that day. Took him a day.
He taught him how to drive.
Yeah, he innately knew how to drive. He probably watched a lot of people driving. You know how sometimes you just watch stuff happen? You're like, I could do that.
Yeah, I could do that.
I think that was Michael Myers
driving,
sitting there.
That's like the child who took a car on a joyride and went to Starbucks. Like,
actually did pretty well.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah,
how to
good
do that.
Point.
Yeah.
Actually did pretty well.
Yeah. They just watched their parents. They figured it out. I could do that.
Can't be that hard.
So, costumes tomorrow. I tried mine. It came in the mail. I tried mine on yesterday.
Was it a snug fit?
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think I can sit during tomorrow's program.
Standing only.
I think I'm going to have to stand.
Oh, man, I have a lot of guesses at what Jones is now. I don't want to know. That's the other beauty of nobody knows. Everybody on our show is going to dress up.
But
Nobody knows.
I don't know what you are.
I
don't know what Billy and Nick are going to be.
I'll tell you that.
I believe I'm going to have to stand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that microphone go high enough?
I don't know.
Or are you going to have to crouch?
Can you
crouch?
Not well. That's going to be very uncomfortable,
man,
I think.
So you're not Slender Man.
Not
remember
Slenderman.
When Wembanyama last year went as Slenderman?
Tremendous.
That was insane.
What a costume.
It was scary.
Yeah. Well, that's having a sense of humor about it, unlike Durant.
Durant does not have a sense of humor about anything. So, all right, interesting. So you can't sit in your costume.
Well, I'm not sure.
Maybe it's uncomfortable. Maybe
it might pop.
Man, might pop.
Yeah.
What is he, a balloon?
Like buttons might pop so it's got like one of those little fans in it.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got fans
in
it.
It's a T-Rex.
Stay puffed, right? You can go puffed. In there like that.
Yeah.
Little marshmallow man.
Are they dressed? I didn't hear. Is Greg show? Are they dressing up?
I think so. I think Wiggy
I was going to say, Wiggy for sure dresses up.
Wiggy
yes?
always dresses up. I think everybody, I don't know for sure. I bet they do. Yeah.
I feel like today, I don't know what it is with the weather, but I feel like today I finally got ready for Halloween. It might be.
It did. It was cool this morning.
It might be. Tell me if this is a faux pas. It might be that we finally in the Jones family carved pumpkins last night. Is that too late to carve a pumpkin?
No, I think that night, the day before, one of my sister-in-laws was in town this weekend, so she and the girls carved them Sunday. So I was I don't know if they're going to last.
You got your pumpkins in like August.
Right? Early pumpkins. You got the pumpkin patch.
You got your pumpkins a long time ago.
Yeah.
You said it, and I said, boy, that's early to get some pumpkins.
Early, but they look good.
You push back. They still look good?
Yeah, right now, knock on wood. Get a couple squirrels in there, see what happens. No, they're all right. I don't know if they're going to make it.
Ermines haven't torn them apart?
No, the ermines in the backyard. The pumpkins are in the front yard. They don't cross. They don't cross over. So, no, I think we're going to be all right. They look pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got for one of them. So one of them, my 5-year-old daughter just kind of like free-handed carved it. It actually looks legit good.
Really?
Yeah. And then the other one was like a stencil that they picked out. So it looks pretty like professional.
Nice.
It's like not something that I could do.
Yeah. So we finally carved them last night. I felt like that was late, but you're telling me that's acceptable.
No, I think it's good.
All right. When are you supposed to carve a pumpkin? Let me know on the text line. 37937. No.
You smashing seeds?
We did seeds.
You didn't eat the seeds?
No.
The seeds are actually
seeds
one
are
of the-
gross.
Jones, let me tell you something.
Cat
right now.
And I did the seeds a few years ago. It'd been the first time I had done it since I was
nice
maybe
moment.
A child. Not good.
They're very good for you. No, it is. You and her are doing the seeds together.
Yeah.
It's they're very healthy. It's actually
9 months later, Lucas was born.
Seeds everywhere.
Yeah.
The goop from inside the pumpkin everywhere. No, the seeds have tremendous nutritional value. So
except they're gross. There's a lot of things that have great nutritional value that are disgusting and
quinoa?
I don't want to eat.
Yeah, quinoa?
Sure. No, I don't.
It's a superfood, I think.
Yeah, it is a superfood. But there's a lot of stuff out there that's good for you that I want to eat, pumpkin seeds included.
So we put the pumpkin seeds out on a thing, put them in the you put them in the oven for a little bit. You take them out. Just eating them as a little snack. Every time you walk by, a little handful.
What
of
do you put on there? Salt?
Yeah. Like
that's it?
Sprinkle.
That's not enough. That's what I'm telling you. Some people are like, oh, I put this seasoning on there. I put that. I'm like, that's too much work. That's probably tasty.
No, you don't need to do a whole cook thing.
A little salt? Not enough. That's
not once
enough.
You hollow out the pumpkin, that's the hard part anyway. Get all the goop and the guts out so you can carve it.
I'm not going to lie. My arm is tired.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Sore today?
Yeah, a little bit.
Happens.
I need to come in with like a pitcher's ice pack.
Are you gonna do? It's all taped up.
What'd you do? You throw 95?
One pumpkin.
I carved a pumpkin.
No, carved a pumpkin.
It's a big pumpkin.
Now, do you go real candle inside the, or do you go fake candle?
Very much fake candle. Yeah.
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 So they set it up the other night because they wanted to see him, and they had like two real candles on like our wood steps. I'm like, I don't know if I love this as a plan. Wait, this seems outrageous. They're like, oh, no, just for like a second. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to leave to go trick-or-treating and come back. Our front porch is going to be on fire.
Our house will be gone.
Yeah, correct.
But at least the ermines are gone.
Yeah.
So you
and
let me know.
And the hornets, you'll smoke those out.
I'm happy we agree on this. I thought you were going to be a little like, oh, you're not in your Halloween spirit. You're carving your pumpkins too late. Yep. You're not giving your kid the joy of Halloween. But okay, you're saying that's okay.
I think so.
All right, good.
Yeah, have a good time.
You can weigh in on that. 37937. Costumes tomorrow. I'd encourage you to be watching on Twitch.tv.
Twitch. And then we'll...
/BostonWEE.
And we'll take some photographs as well. And we'll
post those out on social media.
Yeah, of course. Of course we will. So don't feel left out if you can't get to the Twitch or the YouTube.
I'll be standing, of course.
Yeah, apparently.
That's what we'll be doing. But yeah, you can watch on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. Interact on Twitter, Jones and Keith, and on Instagram as well. You can text the show 37937, or you can dial us up 617-779-7937. You heard Gerard Mayo there off the top, Keith. Four wins?
Yeah, that was back. When was that? That was one of the first... interviews he did with the Greg Hill show. It was like January. It was a long time ago.
Oh, it was that long ago?
Oh, I think it was.
Oh, I thought it was during the preseason. It was that long ago?
No, it was. He had not had the job very long, I don't think. But yeah, that was, I believe I have here January 22nd.
Oh, that's way longer. I thought that was in the preseason.
No.
Okay, that's right when he got the job.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was Burn Some Cash.
Burn Some Cash Day. Yeah.
So you could make the case that maybe he's actually walked those comments back because they, in fact, did not burn cash. And maybe he had five wins in his mind, considering that they're like, hey, we'll be a player in free agency, right?
Right.
He's like the Anakin and Padme meme where he's like, we're going to burn some cash, right? Right. She's just like, no, we're not going to burn any cash.
We're not doing that.
So we're going to resign all of our old players.
Maybe in his mind, that's a good point. Maybe in his mind, he thinks he's distanced himself from that because... Well, they didn't spend money like you thought they were going to. So what? Now we're going to win more than four games? Well, you said it.
You did.
You said you're on the record. They're going to win more than four games this year.
But also, it's the way you said it where it was like, obviously, more than four games.
Yeah, four games?
Which,
what, are we trash?
Even at that time, I thought it was strange to have that kind of confidence in the team. Like, they...
Yeah, well, it turns out, Keith, he doesn't really think through a lot of what he says.
Oh, right.
It turns out he just kind of says stuff, which is fine. I mean, that's useful in the radio industry.
Yeah.
I don't know how useful that is as a head coach.
He might
be
a better host than coach.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. Look, he's worked in the media before.
Yeah.
That might be a good spot for him. But it turns
out... Mayo Mondays could turn into like a regular thing where he's just straight up on the Greg show for 4 hours.
Yeah. Steer clear of 10 to 2 there, Mayo.
Yeah, easy.
Hey,
save some jobs for the rest of us.
Exactly. Stay on our side of the street. But no, but I'm not sure he really thinks it through all that much, as we've come to find out.
Yeah.
But, okay, four wins. They're at two.
Midway point of the year.
Halfway point. Thank you.
Yep.
Very winnable game this week in Tennessee. Are they going to be able to pay off on that guarantee? That's a guarantee by Gerard Mayo.
A guarantee.
They're going to win more games than a year ago. So they've beaten Cincinnati and the Jets. They have Tennessee.
No, I like to look at it as they beat Joe Burrow and Aaron Rodgers.
That's the way I look at it. I like to look at it as the Jets and Bengals beat themselves, but whatever, that's fine.
They're horrible.
Fine.
Well, I don't know if the Bengals are horrible, but they start horrible. The Jets are horrible.
The Bengals are way worse than we thought.
Also, Jets are favored tomorrow now?
Yeah.
Against the Texans?
I thought we talked about it earlier in the week they were favored.
We did. No, I thought they were.
So that was before Diggs was officially out, it was Houston was a slight favorite. Now
they were a slight favorite.
Now the Jets are favored.
They were like +1.5. Now they're -1.5. Like, I feel like it's too good to be true.
Nick emptied the account. Texans money line.
$26.35.
It turns out
he's all in at the hold'em table.
He just loves to bet. He loves to empty the account on Houston, as it turns out.
Hey, it worked once.
Yeah, he did it against the Patriots.
Foolproof then.
Doing it again. Yeah, how could that fail?
I heard Courtney has her parlay set for tomorrow.
I did not hear that. She's got another one set.
Six-legger.
Oh, good. She's scaling back a little bit.
She asked Shime if she could change the bet. And Shime's like, what? She's like, can I add one to it? He's like, well, no. He's like, you could cancel it.
Yeah.
It's early enough to lose money.
I think
going to
get the full money back?
You might, because it's so far. The game's tomorrow.
Maybe this tells you something about my bets, but like the second I lock in a bet, it's already like.
We got it.
No, I mean.
Give me that.
I've already lost like half of it. I've lost like 50% every time I lock it in.
It's like a new car off the lot.
I can only get half a ham back.
True.
If I bet a ham, I'm only getting half a ham back like the second they lock it in.
Give me that.
What?
Give me that.
Those are all the apps on my
phone.
Every app. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just surprised that the Texans, even with their wide receiver issues, are expected to lose to that team. But anyway, so the Patriots, to your point, are 2-6. Now, last year at this time, 2-6.
Mm-hmm.
They also started 2-10 and still won 4 games.
Yeah.
So I guess you could look at it that way and be like, hey.
They got time.
They could continue to fall apart a little bit.
We got all the time in the world. Yeah. So, Keith, here's what's remaining on the schedule.
All right.
Tennessee.
One of the worst teams in football.
Okay. At Chicago.
Middle of the pack.
Yeah, I don't feel as good about that game as I did at the beginning of the
year. Good for the Patriots, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Caleb Williams is pretty good.
Their defense is really good. I mean, you know, final play of the game against Washington notwithstanding.
Yeah.
And Tyree Stevenson notwithstanding, their defense is really good.
He's very Caleb Williams is very inconsistent. So, like, he had the game against Jacksonville where he was insane. And then he's had a bunch of other games where, like, he didn't really do much, even with those receivers that he has.
So, Chicago, we feel, is a loss. Are we giving them the Tennessee win?
I'm not going to give them the win. I think it's very, very winnable.
With Drake May, would you give them the win?
Yes.
I probably would, too, yes. But I don't think he's playing, so I can't give them Tennessee.
Tennessee has kind of like the Bears, I guess. They have a good defense, but they have a much worse offense.
Yeah.
They have a horrible offense.
Yeah. They hung with Detroit for like a quarter last week.
Yeah, they're there.
It was 14-14.
52-14.
Yeah,
final.
Then Detroit hit the accelerator.
That's your final.
I don't have him winning either of these games. If Drake May's starting, then come talk to me.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get an update today. Gerard Mayo's going to talk shortly after 11
true.
O'clock. The Rams. They're home against the Rams on November 17th.
So the Rams got their two stud receivers back last week. So they're a lot different team. If you played them without Kupp and Nacua, maybe. Now? Like, no, I'll probably take the Rams.
No longer a winnable game. I don't feel good about that game at all.
Nope.
Whereas a couple of weeks ago, I did.
It felt much better.
At Miami, November 24th with Tua back.
Tua has never lost to the Patriots. I heard that in the Keys once. So I feel like they're a much, much different team. As we've seen, there's been plenty of evidence with the other quarterbacks. So now there is 3 games there for Tua to also get hurt. I'm not even making a joke. It's just like there's 3 games that he has to survive.
Point. Assuming Tua is going to start that game might be dangerous, but right now he's starting. If you were playing them today, which you're not, you would be getting Tua. I wouldn't give him that game.
No, and they lost already without Tua. Now, that was the ugliest game ever. Could have gone either way, but they lost it. And now this one's going to be in Miami, so no, I don't like that one.
Okay. How about the Colts, December 1st, at home, but now it's Joe Flacco.
It's Flacco. Oh, if it was Anthony Richardson, I'd be like, yeah, they probably win. Maybe he gives them that game.
All 3 of those games for me flipped in the last week.
Yeah.
Kupp and Nacua came back. I can't give him the Rams game anymore. Tua's back for Miami, which I think we always kind of assume, but we didn't know.
Right.
And now it's Flacco again for the Colts. I'm giving them none of those games.
So out of those 5, the most winnable is Sunday.
This week.
Yeah.
And it's Brissett.
And I'm not, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm not handing them that win either, but that's clearly the best chance.
Even if you are handing them that game, we only have them at 3.
Yeah, right.
Bye week.
Win.
Can't lose.
Nope.
Arizona, at Arizona, December 15th.
Although with this team, the bye week, what are these knuckleheads going to get into? Where are they going? What's going to happen?
They have a game this week, and Devon Godchild's at the Yankee game last night.
Big baseball fan.
For God's sakes, loves baseball. So he's in New York last night. Great.
Well, hopefully we can talk to him on Friday about it.
Only a 4-hour drive. No, we should. Actually, if we get him on Friday, we should.
Yeah.
So at Arizona, you feeling good about that one?
No. I actually like Kyler Murray, and Marvin Harrison's had a nice season. And that's at Arizona.
Don't like it.
No.
At Buffalo.
I don't like the Buffalo games.
No chance.
No.
Okay. Home against the Chargers?
Yeah, the Chargers, I think, are better than them, and for sure are better than them. I mean, they're not like a dominant wagon of a team, but I would take the Chargers.
The only way you're beating Buffalo week 18 is if Buffalo's sitting everybody, and they probably won't be because they won't have the 1 seed locked up, I don't think.
Like,
they're 2 games behind
Kansas
City right now.
No, that's the thing. With only 1 bye, more and more teams are playing to the end.
It changes week 18 a lot.
Yep.
So, Keith, we have Tennessee as kind of a toss-up. We have them losing everything else.
No, I mean, I love the under 4.5. I loved it the beginning of the season. As the season has played out, you're like, hey, they got a little bit of spark with Drake May. All right, he's probably going to miss a game. We'll see. Even once he took the job. What do you think? Does anybody think there's 3 more wins on the table? Now, again, if Tua gets hurt, if Anthony Richardson's back there, if Cooper Kupp's hurt, like, you can do that game all you want.
Yeah, there are
as it stands right now.
There are 3 or 4 winnable games, but am I picking them to win any of them?
No. Because every other team that is playing the Patriots looks at it, and if they were doing this exercise in Chicago, Tennessee,
win.
L.A., Pats, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God, Pats.
Win, cover, blow them out.
Yep.
Basically a week off.
100%.
That's how the opponents are looking at all these
games. Yeah, maybe the Pats cover a couple of these games. Maybe they don't. They've also gotten waxed a handful of times, so... You know, this halfway point, them getting to over 4 wins, which is what Mayo was saying all those many months ago, it seems very unlikely.
No, not saying. Guaranteed.
Guaranteeing. Guaranteed.
Guaranteeing.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to do it.
Like more wins next season than this past season? Like, is that?
I do feel that way.
Okay.
So we got you on you record.
You got me on record.
Yeah. All right.
That good. We're going to win more than four games.
Yeah.
I'm on record.
You're on record? Absolutely. All right. Good. All right. Good. All right.
That's the sound of a not broken man. That's the sound of a man who still had that flicker in his eye, that hope. That's a non-broken man.
It's less than 1 year ago. How quickly things can change.
I'm assuming he's regretting that.
Uh-huh.
I would assume he's regretting that now because we have them losing out.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you give them Tennessee, they're still not going to get to more than four, never mind even four.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you see this shaking out? 617-779-7937. And what does it mean for Jerod Mayo if he can't pay off on that guarantee? How important is this week when you look at the schedule, Keith?
I think it's huge.
Nothing is a must-win for this team, to get to that number for Jerod Mayo, in that sense, it is a must-win.
No, I think it is huge. Now, I also thought the Miami game was huge. I thought the Jacksonville game was huge, and they sort of lost those games. But I guess the reason why I would say that this game is huge is, as we just sort of outlined, it is the most winnable on paper. But also, is the game – so you call your team soft – you respond by beating a division opponent at home in a close game. Mm-hmm. You basically a walk-off win. And is that a one-off? Is that it? Is that done? Is like the message gone?
Feels like it.
Could be. Yeah, for sure could be.
I mean, it feels that way.
I'm not going to bet real money on the Patriots winning on Sunday. But if you win two in a row after that.
Keith, they got called out. They won a game. Mayo gave them the Monday off, and now Godchild's taking in Yankee games. So if they lose
on Sunday, then
it feels like it was a one-off, yes.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is the nature of football, with the one game a week, you get really high after the win, you get really low after the loss because you don't have the next night. You know, Tatum shoots poorly, you know, one night. Well, guess what? He's back out there tomorrow and he can change it, and like everything changes in football. You're kind of living in this, but if they just lose, you're like, hey, that was great, this awesome win. You know, they show the owner's box, the crafts are all fired up, they're excited for this game, Mayo's excited for this game, they storm the field, then you lose to Tennessee, who has one win. Like, where does that just sucks that joy.
I mean,
you lived it, you had it, but now it's gone. And then you look back on it, you're like, well, how good was even that?
It is a fair question. Here's a good question for you, Keith. 37937. Does four wins and a tie count for the over?
No.
No?
No, that's why it's 4.5. He says we're going to win more than four games.
We're going to win more than
four
games.
And the Vegas over-under wouldn't pay.
Nope, that's true.
4.5 is no the
ties.
Win total.
No ties, text line.
No.
No, you can't.
Ties as good as a loss in this game.
Yeah, can't wriggle out of that one. 617-779-7937. How many more wins for the Patriots? Their coach guaranteed 5. Can you find them? We just went through the schedule.
No,
we can't find them.
I don't see them.
And they better get one this week if they want to get to that number that Mayo guaranteed. 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. We have reports that the Patriots are looking to add at the trade deadline. We also want to get to Drake May and his timeline for a return. So those are on the table for you today. We'll also get to the World Series game last night, not just Devon Godchow sitting front and center, but also Yankees fans being subhuman garbage at the game last night. And I have a question about some fantasy football etiquette that I want to get into a lot for you here on a Would You Rather Wednesday. Jones and Keefe, you can dial us up 617-7937. You can text the show at 37937 on Twitter and Instagram, Jones and Keefe. Chat along, watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI there. Billy Lanning with all the latest in trending, and we'll get back to the deadline. Sounds like the Patriots could be looking to add. That's right after trending. If they traded Gonzo, what would he say about it?
Not much.
That's what I want to know.
Although he was mic'd up. You see, the mic'd up stuff came out on the Patriots' Twitter.
I somehow saw that video. It was like 7 minutes long. I did not watch it, but
I checked out pretty early.
I can't imagine there was
much
dialogue.
All the people around Christian talking.
That's what it was. People that like were close enough to the mic who were mic'd up.
Yeah.
That's what they should change the name of it to. Yeah. People near Christian Gonzalez mic'd up.
Yeah, Mike Pellegrino. Other players on defense.
Yep, other guys on defense.
Jets offensive players.
Pop Douglas said something to him. They like high five pregame, and then that was sort of that, and then he kind of moved on.
He just wouldn't.
It was an odd choice.
It would be honest. Like, was it Vernon Davis who got cut on Hard Knocks and just like didn't have anything to say about it?
I don't remember.
They're like, he walked into the office. And they're like, Vernon, you're cut. He's like, okay, man, I got to go like talk to my grandma or something like that. It's like, okay,
cannot play with him.
Yeah,
cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
And the guy's hosting challenge after shows. Vernon Davis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not Vernon Davis. Vontae Davis.
Oh, Vontae Davis.
Not Vernon Davis. Vontae Davis. I'm sorry. Vontae Davis, I believe.
They're brothers, aren't they?
Dump the Mike Singletary thing.
Are they?
I think they're real-life brothers, I believe.
Oh, how about that?
I think so.
Didn't know that. Yeah. I believe it was Vontae Davis. I'm sorry. Not Vernon Davis.
Got it.
Yeah, Vernon Davis hosting challenge after shows. Not the greatest at it.
He was not, no.
But yeah, I believe it was Vontae Davis got cut and didn't have much to say about it. Or traded, something along those lines. That would be Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, Vernon's the older brother of Vontae.
How about that?
Yeah, you like that?
617-779-7937. That was Burt Breer on Early Edition last night discussing some potential trades. Gonzalez, like, they're not going to trade him.
No, he said he wouldn't, but like...
Jonathan Jones, they're not going to trade him.
But anybody else
at
corner?
They're getting calls on KJ Osborne and Tyquan Thornton. They're getting calls on Tyquan Thornton?
No, they're not.
You could trade Tyquan Thornton for Adam Thielen?
It's Halloween, they're prank calls.
I know, I was going to say, I guess you got a prank call during the break.
I heard that.
I don't know what it
Where
was.
Where was it from?
It said Jamaica, but then the guy was like doing a fake voice.
There's no chance I'd answer that. I couldn't believe you answered that.
I love answering prank calls, or not prank calls, but like... scam people.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm in the car, I'll talk to them for 10 minutes. I'll do a voice. I'll ask them, like, how much money can I give you? Like, I'll talk to these guys forever. And they eventually get frustrated and hang up.
I heard some of it. Yeah. I did hear some of that.
But Tyquan Thornton, I sort of get what he's saying about, like, oh, he's fast. It's like, okay, he's fast. Like, that's what got him in the league. He's fast. But if you're another coach around the league, you're like, oh, I could do something with that. It's like, well, Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, they couldn't. Okay. They're not offensive guys. Bill O'Brien couldn't. Okay, he is an offensive guy. Did nothing with him. Alex Van Pelt currently doing nothing with him. Like, who's going to do anything with Tyquan Thornton?
Nobody.
There's nothing that you can do there.
Nothing can be done.
Now, if you could trade Tyquan Thornton and, like, a late-level pick for somebody like Adam Thielen just to get an adult in the room, I don't mind that.
Okay, but I want Adam Thielen over Tyquan Thornton because he's a better player.
Yeah.
What? This focus on, like, getting leadership and an adult in the room... I mean, obviously their room is a mess. That wide receiver room is a mess.
Yeah, it's bad.
But I would focus on getting talent before just getting in it. Like, the problem is you have sucky receivers who also aren't adults in the room.
But if you want to see if Pop, Polk, Baker, and Booty can play, I would get rid of the other guys. But then maybe if you are going to have somebody else in, don't they need to be an adult? Because I'm not getting rid of any of those four guys.
No, not necessarily. I mean,
because you wouldn't get anything for them, so you might as well see what you have.
I don't need to keep any of them.
No, they're not untouchable. I'm just saying, like, you want to at least the rest of this season see what you have in that group of receivers. And so I'm saying if you get rid of Tyquan Thornton, great. But if you want to bring somebody back who's at least not going to be adding to the problem and maybe even being a little bit of a mentor to those guys, sure, I'll take that.
So, man. How about that? Adam Thielen for Tyquan Thornton. And I get what you're saying, not gumming up the works, but okay. I could get into that. I just, this emphasis on getting adults in the room and leadership, that's because your coaching is so bad.
Because
your coaching is so terrible.
In part, yes.
And your roster's so bad that now you're like middle of the season, we got to get adults in the room. That feels like too little, too late is what that feels like. And if that's their main focus at the deadline, I think it's the wrong focus. You should be trying to get talent. Talent on this team going forward so that you can build with it. I mean, that would be my goal, not just adults in the room.
My goal would be to get rid of some of these guys and some of the guys that you think have been an issue. Now's the great opportunity to get rid of them. And maybe Elliot Wolf can call and see what he can get. And honestly, maybe those calls for KJ Osborne were just like, hey, are you guys cutting him? They're like, no. They're like, all right, well, let us know when you do.
Okay, fine.
Let us be there. Yeah, let us know. But, like, just move on from some of these different players so you can free up other spots. And if anybody is a headache, like, all right, we don't want it. Get out of here. Nobody's good enough, with the exception of Drake May and Christian Gonzalez, to really even warrant sticking around if they're bothering any. If they're not going in the right direction, like, see you later. You're not good enough to even figure it out with.
So the report that Josina Anderson had yesterday,
yes,
I find to be interesting. That was Burt Breer again on NBC Sports Boston.
But you couldn't find the Josina Anderson tweet.
I had to see this on Savage Sports. They do a great job alerting me to any Josina Anderson reports. I've been blocked by Josina Anderson for a good decade.
A decade?
Whenever Michael Sam was coming into the NFL,
got it.
She had some commentary on his teammates showering with him that I mocked.
And she said, blocked!
Immediately blocked.
She said, you're blocked.
I've been blocked by Josina Anderson for a good decade.
You'll never see another one of these tweets with those eyes.
Nope, but nice try to hide it because, the Savage Sports of the world.
That's right.
They're able to alert me to this. I'm told the Patriots are monitoring the trade market to potentially add talent at wide receiver.
Okay.
D tackle.
All right.
Or tackle.
Tackle. Maybe tackle.
On the heels of a rousing 25-22 win.
I wouldn't use that word.
Over the New York Jets, per source. So, okay, like, I'm okay to add. What? Because you beat the Jets, you're adding? Like, you should have been looking to add to this roster because your roster blows. So, like, I don't mind them adding. I want them to add. I've been saying that for a long time. I feel like their reasoning is poor, We beat the Jets, so we're going to add. It was a rousing win, so we're going to add. We need adults in the room, so we're going to add. I don't like any of the logic behind it, but I would like them to look at adding and not just subtracting.
Yeah, no, I get it. I just think that this team, like, you're not going to really get anything great. You know, Deontay Johnson just got traded. Like, Deontay Johnson would have been for nothing.
For a pick swap.
So, yeah. But that's my point is, like, it seems
like... And
that
guy's not going to be an adult in the room, but I'd take him.
No, he's not, but he's talented. He's, like, the most talented guy that you have.
This is my point, though.
So, I guess you're going back and forth. But I think they're trying to at least determine what they have in those quote-unquote top guys. Or the first and second-year guys, I guess, is what we should call them. So, if you are committed to them, I sort of understand not bringing in somebody else that pushes them down the depth chart for 8 games, and then we still have the same questions in the offseason. Like, in the offseason, we shouldn't be talking about, like, what are you going to get? Like, is Polk worth being on the team? Like, what's Pop Douglas's role? Is, like, can he be a number two on this team? Or, like, do we need to get two guys better than him? Like, I would like to have some of those questions answered by the rest of this season.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So we can add your thoughts on the trade deadline. What do they need? Talent? Adults in the room? Are they making trades because they beat the Jets? 617-779-7937. And is it about adding to this team, or are you looking to clear out some players, addition by subtraction, if you will, to free up playing time for younger players on the roster and get some of the problem guys off the team? Mm-hmm. You can jump in on the trade deadline. It's less than a week away. Meanwhile, we were looking at the schedule, Keith.
Yeah.
Not a ton of wins on there, according to you and I. We are giving them no more wins.
No, I think this is the best bet on Sunday. And look,
it's not just about the bet in Vegas, 4.5 wins. Like, a lot of you may have something riding on that.
Right.
Whether you took the over or the under, this is a significant swing game.
The coach said it.
The coach said it.
Yeah.
And so, to me, that's the important factor in this. He guaranteed they're going to win at least 5 games. If they're going to do that, they better win this week.
And it's also, you look big picture. So, it's year one for Jerod Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, Elliot Wolf, Drake May.
Uh-huh.
But for fans, it's year 5 post-Tom Brady.
Yeah.
For Robert Kraft, it's year 5 post-Tom Brady, where you haven't won a playoff game. Only one playoff appearance. A number of losing records. This is going to be another losing season. And then he looks at it and be like, all right, so last year at 4-13, it's bad enough where we fire Bill Belichick and we move on from our first round pick quarterback, but that wasn't the bottom.
No.
It got worse. So it then did. We brought in a new guy, and then they take a 4-win team and make it worse. There's not a lot of ways to make it worse from 4 wins,
no.
Right?
No. And they're trying their hardest. So games that are winnable on the sky, I think they have a lot of winnable games, like games I could see them winning, but I wouldn't pick them in.
Yeah.
Titans, Rams, and maybe Colts, says one texter at 37937.
Again, yeah, I think it depends on what shape the Rams are in. And then if it's Joe Flacco, I don't really. They're like a 500 team.
So, like, understand, the Rams just got better. They got Kupp and Nacua back, and they just won against the Vikings, for God's sakes, last week.
Yeah.
The Colts have Flacco in there. When Flacco's in, they're good. When Flacco's out and Richardson's in, they're bad. So that's a bad development for you. I think those games are less winnable.
Mm-hmm.
We also got a lot of text, Keith, 37937, on, your pumpkin seeds and also carving your pumpkins.
Pumpkin seeds are really good for you. That's my point.
Well, 37937, someone said the seeds make you poop.
All right. Well, a lot of food does.
That is, well.
So most food does.
Maybe it exacerbates things a little bit. Maybe speeds things up.
I couldn't really speak to that.
What do you mean you couldn't speak to it?
Well, I don't know if
you're eating a lot of seeds. Well,
yeah,
you
but
should
I
be able to. I'm well, not eating the seeds. You're eating the seeds. You should be able to speak.
I'm telling you, I haven't noticed an uptick.
Oh, I see.
All I'm going to say. I'll leave it at that. All right.
Well, seeds are sharp. That's another reason than not.
Oh, it's always painful for me. Always, regardless of what I'm eating.
Oh, you're saying whether it's
seeds doesn't matter. Right, it's just always painful. That's healthy, right?
Yeah. Hey, Doc, that's normal,
it's
right?
It's a nightmare down there. No.
Also, 37937. You got to bread your pumpkin seeds?
What does that mean?
Like,
you got to bread them?
Yeah, with like breadcrumbs?
Like a cutlet?
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to egg it, like, flour it, egg it.
No,
what you got to do?
No, you just got to heat them up in the oven, then they're good.
That's what
I always thought. I thought like you pat dry them, a little bit of salt and bake them.
But I don't
pat dry,
but
salt,
I'm saying
bake.
I don't like that. And so they're saying this is another way you could eat them. Bread your pumpkin seeds.
Nah, it seems like a lot of work.
Okay.
What else you got?
This past weekend is when you carve your pumpkin. You don't wait until the last second like I'm doing it.
Oh, okay. So we did it at the right time?
Well, I didn't. I did it last night. They're saying you should have done it last weekend. Get a little display going. Give the squirrels something to snack on. The ermine.
I'll put up. Yeah, the ermines love it. They love everything. Those little guys. No, they. I think they left. I haven't seen the ermines in a while, and I wish they were still here because I think they keep like the mice at bay and some of the other little critters. Maybe even a snake. They'll take down a snake.
Yeah, it's good.
No problem.
You want to take your backyard back there.
Uh-huh.
So you can weigh in on all this, 37937. You can also dial us up, 617-779-7937. How many wins for the Patriots? What should they do at the trade deadline? We'll get to the World Series last night. Yankees finally win a game. I don't think they're rallying back from 3-0, but you didn't want to give them a game.
No, but they were trying.
Don't let them win.
And their fans were just trying.
Clark Schmidt in game 5.
Yeah.
Nestor Cortez in game 6.
And anything can happen.
Anything can happen in a game 7.
All bets are off in game 7.
But yeah, no, their fans really showed the worst of the worst last night. Uh-huh. So we'll get to them coming up. I also I need some feedback on this from you, Keith.
Yes.
Billy, Nick, and you out there.
Uh-huh.
I need some help on fantasy football etiquette.
Oh, love it.
How hard is too hard to push for a trade? Like, how aggressive is too aggressive to push for a fantasy trade?
I get it.
In your fantasy football league? We'll get to that with all your feedback next. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get to the World Series last night. Yankees fans are special.
Aggressive.
Aggressive is a good word for it.
You can't question the commitment to winning, though, Jones.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, they're gonna D you up.
They're into it.
In the words of one of the fans, if you're not sure what we're talking about, we'll fill in the gaps coming up. I was reminded watching the comeback on Netflix, though.
Oh, these Yankee fans are something else.
How good awful Lord. They are. So we'll do that. A couple of texts, 37937. Pumpkin seeds are a great source for magnesium, zinc.
Yeah, you need that.
And antioxidants. I guess those are three different things. No
punctuation. Zinc it up.
Magnesium, zinc, and antioxidants.
Three of the biggest things you need in your daily diet.
Great for blood sugar control.
Nice.
And the prostate.
Sure.
Nice.
I'm going to need a lot more pumpkin seeds.
There's also this. The Patriots took calls on Tyquan Thornton. Why more than one? That's a missed opportunity.
That's good point.
So you get the first one, you're like, done.
Do you guys want
whatever you want, done.
Tyquan Thornton? Trades. Well, it actually segues very nicely into what we're going to talk about, these trade talks.
It does indeed, Keith. So I asked before.
Yeah.
I need some help with fantasy etiquette here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was approached about a trade.
Okay. You were contacted.
I was contacted by this individual.
And the great thing about fantasy is we all get to be GM.
Yeah. Right?
It's a lifelong dream of all of ours to be a GM, and we're all GM. It's very important to all of us, whether mostly football. I've kind of phased out of the other sports. I used to play all of them. Now it's just football.
I have the one fantasy football squad. That's all I have.
It's my life. It's like a part-time job.
Well, that and betting.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it fills in the gaps.
Another helpful thing.
Well, I'm ignoring being a parent in my professional life.
Correct.
These are things that I do. And so the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEI, is already saying, oh, Jones, I bet you're offering terrible trades. I was approached about this trade.
Got it.
Okay.
So you are incorrect.
I'm still in the early stages of evaluating options, but I'm curious if a package around a player on his team would get me a player on your team.
So this is a very formal email that he sent
you? It's an email.
An email.
Yeah, this is not one of my...
Not a text?
Well, it's not one of my good friends in the league. It's somebody who's in the league. I've made trades with this individual before. And let me tell you.
An acquaintance?
Yes.
Do you have this
phone football
number?
Acquaintance? I don't think
so. You might not even. Okay. So
I don't
email.
I'll be honest. I don't think I do.
So email is the way you guys are going to.
Okay. So, and I've worked out trades with this individual before.
Yep.
And it was a bit like this. It was a lot of back and forth.
So how much back and forth?
Okay.
I already don't like this.
How many email chains do you want, Keith?
What?
I'm going to tell you right now. I had to restart an email chain. The first email chain was 40 emails.
Too many emails. Way too many emails. Are you going to make the trade or not? How many players do you guys even have on your team? How many different possibilities could there be?
13 plus IR spots.
And so there's a handful of guys you're not going to trade.
Okay, 40 emails. That was email chain number one. This is getting out of control. Let me start over again. Let's focus. Let's get down to brass tacks.
40 for you to say this is getting out of control?
Yeah. That's like 35 too many.
Okay. I said, let's get down to brass.
Too many.
Are we talking or are we talking here? Let me start over again. Second email chain.
How much?
70.
Now, come on.
9.
What a waste of your life.
Emails.
No, and I love fantasy football as much
as
the
next guy. You realize you guys aren't real general managers, right?
Yeah. Well, no, Billy, don't say that.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, I get that
the first word is fantasy.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think I'm working harder than Elliot Wolf. I guarantee you think I am. Yeah,
you definitely have a better roster.
Kay.
Between the five of us, have there been 100 and whatever show texts in our group chat?
Yeah, no chance. Nope. No, nope. I've corresponded with this individual way more than
so,
you guys.
So, first of all, I'll say this about the trade etiquette. I do appreciate the reaching out and the talking rather than you get an email and it's like you have a trade proposal.
Those are the words.
There's no words around it. And it's best players for their three worst players.
What are the odds? Put a percentage on the amount of trades, whether you've been offered or sent, where it's just out of the blue.
5%.
A trade offer. I think that's too high. Too high.
I think in the history of the league, I think some people are just like, whatever.
5%, I get a trade offer and I click accept? Yeah, never.
Okay, maybe
or I send one and it gets accepted? 1% of
so
the
time. So I like that.
Starts the conversation, though.
So what I hate.
That's
I
true.
Did it yesterday.
So I don't.
We hammered out a trade in like 6 minutes.
Look at that. Take a look.
We did not have 120
emails. Let me tell you, you're about 130 emails too short. By the way, I sent
6 minutes.
I sent another one in a 30 email chain this morning just to get the ball rolling.
You're not going
to
get this player. Knock it off. Move on from this guy.
You don't know that.
Nah, it's too much.
You don't know.
You've already invested too much. It's already going to be a net loss.
You retired before the decision.
There's a lot of flirting going on here.
It's too much flirting.
But back and forth. There's got to be a trade in there, right?
Yeah.
Why is there so much emailing if there's not a trade in there?
So I don't know about all the different minutiae and the back and forth that you guys have gotten into, but that's way too many. Now, one thing that drives me nuts, besides just sort of the throw it out there trade, which never looks right, I hate the trade that leads with, well, you need a quarterback and like your second running back. I don't want you to insult my team.
I want
first.
The record to show I was approached about this.
No, I know you
I
were.
Want the this helps I did not reach teams. Out about this.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So there's that one. Like, hey, this is a win-win, or this actually helps your team more. I saw somebody in the Twitch chat say that. They're like, this is actually a good trade for you. Don't tell me about my team. Don't tell me about my team at all. The best way to start a trade thing
I know
like,
my team.
Be like, hey, would you be willing to trade player X and maybe Y?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's what he did, except you need to actually be interested.
So
don't reach out to me and be like, would you do this?
So that's outrageous.
Yeah.
And I think you should have been able to sniff that out way before 120 emails.
I will say this. I think it's a good trade for me, which is why I've pursued it so much. But I was approached in the first place.
I don't think it's worth the sweat equity that is going into this trade right now.
That's why I have two fantasy rings over here.
I think most, like, similar to Twitter. Like, on Twitter, with people, like, I'll go back maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
The total thread is going to be 4 or 5 tweets max. If at that point we don't see eye to eye or whatever, like, it's done. And same with these emails. If I want a player and you say, yes, this player's tradable, I'm like, do you want any of these players? And he's like, yes. I'm like, all right, then the deal's done.
Yeah.
And if it's not, I'm moving on to somebody else.
Got it.
You
got
to get out of there. That's way too many. It's gross.
I sent one this morning. I'll keep you posted on how it works.
No, I don't want to know anymore.
We're all in agreement that's too much.
Much too much.
So, like, you send one, you get one back, the deal's done, it's not done, I'm in too deep?
Yes. Okay. Now he's playing you.
But how?
He's playing you right
but
now.
But why?
I don't know. Maybe
what's
he's bored.
What's his purpose? He reached out to me.
Maybe
what's
he has an awful job or something.
This
maybe
is what I don't get. Like,
maybe his wife left him.
I don't know him well. Don't think he's married. Don't think he's married. Maybe this explains something.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. He's probably stringing everybody in the league around just to make emails. Hey, look. Look at all the emails I got today.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, he just wants to see the notification on his phone light up.
Maybe. Ding. It may be that. I like this. 37937. I'm not above threatening someone's spouse to get a trade done. I'm talking to you, Todd. Justin Jefferson or else.
Yeah. All right. Taking it to here.
If he had a spouse, maybe I would do that.
No. I probably only execute like a trade or two every other year.
Yeah, it's because you send one email, Keith, and you're done. That's why you don't get any trades done.
I usually have pretty good teams.
You're not working hard
not
enough
this
over
year.
There.
Yeah.
Not this year. Maybe I should make a trade. You need to send a few more emails.
I like my team, though. I like my team.
I actually do kind of like your roster.
I like my roster's good. The results just aren't there.
All right, so fantasy etiquette, I've gone way too far. I'm not going to get the trade done.
Yeah, I think it's way too much. Now, I think email is a little bit more palpable than, like, if you got 120 texts with this person, that'd be insane. At least you can wait, check your email.
They're short emails. They're not, like, multi-paragraph emails. They're short emails. Like a text, but I don't have the guy's number.
I think it's too much.
Okay.
Yeah, so an email 90, you didn't say, what's your phone number? That would have been a good one.
I did think about that.
Yeah.
Roba 2383 in the Twitch chat. I've made 4 trades, 0 emails.
There you go. Get off the email.
So this is all blind. This is all blind offers? That's not how you work out a trade.
Maybe a text.
That sounds like you're in like a public league. You're in a public league and you have no friends. That's what that is.
Bots are running the other team.
That's a public league.
You're playing AI. Yeah, they accept all trade offers.
You're in a league with not real people.
Like, approved.
If you made 4 trades that way, that's not a real thing.
Yeah, he clicks the force trade button.
Yeah, force trade. It's like he's playing Madden.
Exactly.
Do whatever trade I want.
You can weigh in on this, 37937. You can also dial us up, 617-779-7937. Who's the crazy one, me or this other individual in my league? Speaking of crazy, Yankees fans last night, game 4 of the World Series, ripping the baseball away from Mookie Betts. We'll get to that next.